Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
If there's one thing in my life that's missing, it's the time that I spend alone, sailing on the cool and bright clear water. Lots of those friendly people, they're showing me ways to go, but I never wanna lose their inspiration. Time for cool change.
9:35, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson, thanks for joining us. Linda says, why do you say these things about progressive white women? They are never going to vote for you if you run for governor. Well, they're never going to vote for me if I run for governor anyhow. I mean, I don't have the disease most Republicans have, that I can bend over backwards and convince someone who basically thinks I'm the Antichrist that they'll vote for me. I don't have that disease. It is what it is. I mean, I just think that they're really awful, mean people. And I have experienced it in 25 years of public life now. You know, I was in public life before I took the show. And I've just seen it over and over again. They're just vicious people. If you don't believe everything they believe and kowtow to what they believe. And I would never do that for anybody. I wouldn't even do that for my wife. I would never give up my belief system for her. She knows that. My faith in Jesus Christ is the most important thing in my life, and I would never give that up for her, nor would she give up her faith in Jesus Christ for me. So if we're not going to give that up, why would we give up the other things that our faith is what drives our beliefs? And problem with Republicans are they want people to love them who will never love them, no matter what you do. If you become the most progressive Republican in American history, progressives will never love you. They'll never support you. They'll never help you because you're a Republican. So I just don't care. And if it turns people off, well, you know, so what? You're impoverished right now because you're offended by me telling you the truth. You're struggling right now because you're offended by me telling you the truth. Or more importantly, you're offended by Donald Trump telling you the truth. And so you're thinking, well, Kamala, you know, she's full of joy and she doesn't say mean things. Of course, you don't listen to her, because if you listen to her, she's as vicious as he's been about some things. The fact of the matter is, progressives are destructors. They always have been. They always will be. There is nothing about a progressive that is redeeming politically. They are redeemable by Jesus, because Jesus can redeem anyone. But redeemably politically, there is nothing redeemable about a progressive. They want to tell you how to live. You're a free person by the grace of God Almighty, and you happen to reside on this soil, so this country, for now, protects your freedom. But it won't if you continue to allow this cancer, this progressivism, to destroy us. Cancer will overtake the body if it's not fought. That's why I quote Ephesians 6:11 almost every day. Put on the full body, the armor of God, and fight the devil's schemes. Progressivism is a scheme of Satan. It is a destructive. I mean, let's face it. If you leave this society to progressivism, we will vanish, because they will abort all the babies and there'll be no future generation, because that's all these people talk about. She's out there the other day talking about abortion. Somebody says Jesus is Christ is Lord, Jesus is King, and she tells them she's in the wrong, they're in the wrong place. Then she goes down to Georgia, puts on her little black girl voice, we're gonna win some souls for you. I mean, it's just so bizarre. She was raised in Montreal, for God's sakes. Good morning.
Absolutely nothing Southern about her. But, you know, just remember, you progressives, it took the Russian Revolution, what, 8 months? And then what happened after they took over? There was a civil war for almost 10 years, was it? Mm-hmm.
Didn't Charlie Daniels write a song about her visit to Georgia?
Yes, I would say. That's a really great point.
You got some good singers, man.
Yeah. That's a really great point. Well done, Josh. That's why we love you. You're very smart.
Josh is on fire today.
I think the problem with progressives that make them so aggressive, yet at the same time make them effective at the ballot box, is the mindset of anything, by any means
by
possible.
By any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
Exactly.
And they truly mean that, and that's why you see, you know, the violence on the street. You see the violence with Antifa and BLM protesters. But it also creates the mindset of vote blue no matter who, and it
and
puts
ain't
the
that
fog
the choice.
In the eyes.
You know what? You just said it. Vote blue no matter who, and that is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
It does not matter. But, you know,
of
course, how could that not be when we're not unburdened by what was? You know, we're not burdened by what was.
But
what
are,
was? What it was.
You are right. The Republicans don't have a by any means necessary mindset. And that's why we struggle so much. We want to tiptoe around. We want to play by the rules all the time and say the right thing and apologize when we don't need to. And it. By doing that for the past decade now, it's, you know, it hasn't made our party any better.
Well, think about church folks right now. You know, they're being told, no, you cannot let your faith be a part of politics. Your faith should be driving
politics.
Your politics.
Listen, part of the problem with Republicans is that we run around with this holier-than-now attitude going on. And the reality of it is you're no different, okay? You're just as bad on the right as they are on the left.
Not true.
Well,
I don't want to abort no babies.
Well, I don't mean it in that sense.
I don't want to kill no babies.
How we go about
I didn't even want to kill the other side. I just wanted to leave me the hell alone. Leave me alone.
But I
don't want to take your money because you worked hard for it. They think they should take more of it.
Well, they want to take your money. They just want to take it differently.
Yeah.
You know. But the reality of it is that, you know, as Republicans, we have to stop being, you know, we are moral, but you can't push your beliefs on other people. Stop trying to push your beliefs on other people. What you need to do is just show people, you know, the importance of you being able to work and make a living and the importance of you not having to pay, you know,
so,
way more taxes than you should. You being able to look after your neighbors.
So people accuse me all the time of pushing my beliefs on them. I don't push my beliefs on anybody. No one is required to listen to the show.
Right.
No one is required to read what I write. No one is required to watch me on Political Brew or listen to my podcast. No one in America, not even my dear sainted wife, is required to do any of that. Anybody that listens to me does so by choice, and that's the way it should be.
How have the progressives taken over this country or on the path of taking over this country? They took over the things that the Republicans don't pay any attention to. Music.
Culture.
Movies. Our culture.
Young
they figured people, it out.
Right? Colleges.
Exactly.
Well, how has it been done?
Are,
all throughout history is how it's done. You take over the culture, you take over everything
else.
And
we know this. And what have we done with it?
Hang on. You know, that is just so infuriating to me. But I better not say anything because somebody might not like me. And
yeah.
If I, you know, if somebody that I don't even know says something bad about me on Twitter, I don't know if I can get up.
Right. And, you know, and that's the problem. We're so worried about other people's feelings and how they feel.
Josh Morris wakes up every day, and the first thing he does is read Twitter. And if they say something bad about him, he won't get out of bed.
Yeah, right.
He'll be in his little onesie all
yeah.
day.
Well, I usually have to get out of bed because my dog wants to go out anyway.
You know? See, your dog loves you. See, that's the way you look
right,
at it. You know, if your dog loves you, it don't matter.
Doesn't matter. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And Didi, who's the chosen one in our house when it comes to the dog? Who's the chosen one? No. You can say the words.
You.
Thank you.
I feed her. I walk her. And the first place she goes,
him.
She loves me.
My dog loves me.
Until I show up.
Well, that's true. She sat with Vern. He came over. Was it Christmas? You came over? You came over Christmas. But
yeah.
You came over another night.
It was another day.
Oh, it was another night. Yeah. He was there 3 hours, and the dog never left him. Three hours.
She knows he's the barbecue king.
smells like
Well, that's true. He did smell like smoked lamb. Hey, we haven't done a lot of this lately, and people have been waiting. You guys want to grab some calls?
Sure.
It's everybody got headsets? Yeah. 944, you're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Hi, it's Jill in Old Orchard.
Hi, Jill in Old Orchard.
First of all, thank you, Ron, for your service.
My pleasure.
And I will tell you that I was listening to Glenn Beck interviewing Chip Roy in Florida. What a guy he is, what he does. And he said that most of the volunteers in North Carolina are veterans, and they're the ones who know how to get it done.
That's a fact.
Without resources. Yeah, and he also said that DEI didn't earn it. So
that's all true. Chip Roy's a good man, and he speaks truth.
Man, and he's a godly man, and he's just amazing what he does. So, and, you know, I spend part of the time in Florida now because my guy Craig is a snowbird taking care of his mother.
We met your guy Craig down at the Royal Anchor, didn't we?
I know. He's gone now down there, but I'll be going down in January after the holidays. You know, you got to be with the grandchildren. And then I come back, do my taxes, and then I'll go back down. But when I'm down there, I love it. I love it.
Jill, how old are your grandchildren?
They are 5, 7, and then the girl that I've talked to about that the school convinced she wants to be a boy, she's 13.
Okay, so when November rolls around, I want you to get hold of me. I'm going to give you a book, and I want you to read it to your grandchildren. It's called Carter Finds Christmas. It's coming out the beginning of November, and I'm going to give you that book, and I want you to read it to your grandchildren, your young ones.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, but I will buy it. I will.
No, I'll give it to you. It'll be a gift. We enjoy seeing you at the Royal Anchor. Jill's a wild woman.
Blew out for 11 years and then not looking for anything, and my first guy I dated shows up, and here we are. So.
Yeah. She came to church with us on Christmas Eve a few years ago, and her husband, who passed away, played the violin. And for the first time ever that I know of, at least since we've been going to East Point, on that Christmas Eve service, a woman showed up and said, "Hey, can I join you guys?" And she played the violin. And you told me that made you feel like a real connection to that church service.
Exactly. Anyway,
I didn't forget.
I know. When you said that, and I introduced you to Craig, you said, "Hey, but does he play the violin?" It's like, oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
Like you said, you're an elephant. You never forget.
I'm the size of an elephant.
Well, God bless you all, and let's hope for good results in November. I'll be working the polls. I'll be exhausted, but we'll be waiting to see those returns come in.
It'll be a good, clean exhaustion.
Let's hope. Yes. Anyway, I'll let you get some more calls.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye. It is 9:47. You're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Morning, Ray. How are you?
Good.
Vernon Dew.
Mama Scott. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I think you screwed up, buddy. I think you opened your business a little too early.
I did. I should have waited.
Well, Carmel gets selected. She's going to. Somebody told me you was a man of color.
Don't tell anybody.
All right, well, I won't. But anyway, aren't you supposed to get a $50,000 check from them when you get her elected?
Oh, wait. I just thought of something. Shoot, hang on. Yeah. You're a black conservative. You are not welcome in Kamala Harris's America.
That is correct.
You better change your color, because you ain't changing your beliefs.
I'm changing my beliefs, that's true. I can identify as a white man, though, so I'm good.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I can identify. So.
That won't get you all the perks, buddy. What are you going
to
do?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I have to identify as a white woman.
Well, but here's the problem, Scott. As a black conservative, she won't give him any of the benefits anyhow.
I know you wouldn't have any customers anyway, because if she's elected.
Second of all, because I'm black, as soon as she's elected, she's going to forget about me anyway.
Whoa!
Are you kidding me?
There's the truth.
She's going to forget all about
There's
me.
There's the truth. Absolutely.
How about 2 years from now, Vern Percent? Huh?
Hey, don't start trouble, mister.
Oh, we could do that. That's a good idea.
They don't want somebody like me running. Are you kidding me?
No, that's a fact. They don't want somebody running. You're
even the Republicans don't want somebody.
You are
like
the wrong color, the wrong gender, and the wrong orientation, and the wrong beliefs. So you check all the wrong boxes.
Exactly.
Well, like we discussed the last time, I saw you, Vern. We ain't running anywhere. So
that's right. I ain't running anywhere.
I'm too old to run.
Exactly. I'm too fat to run. Are you kidding me?
I'm both. I'm both. So. Hey, Scott, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. It is 9:49. You're on the Lynn.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I want to send
you were teasing this caller. Go ahead, though.
I want to send some thoughts and prayers out to Daniel Penny.
Oh, yeah.
That poor bastard should be home minding his business.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yeah.
And it's a sad state of affairs that they're actually got this guy going to
For
trial.
People that don't remember, he's the guy that put the chokehold on the person that was causing harm in the subway. He did what a veteran does. Right. He defended others.
And everyone in the subway on that train were saying he saved their
he
life.
He saved it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's tragedy the person died, but the bottom line is he did what he was trained to do,
right.
Defend other people. It is 9:49. You're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Good morning. Brownfield Dave.
Well. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Did you vote for Ron Russell yet?
No, I go on election day.
Are you going to vote for Ron Russell? He's waiting to know.
Oh, I certainly am. I met him at Kenny Chinquette's.
Super.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you remember that? Well, of course, he looks like Ben Franklin, so of course I could forget it.
We were sitting at the bar. Oh, wait, no. Yep. Did you meet him at Demi's thing? Were you at Demi's thing at
DeMillo's?
At DeMillo's? Weren't you there?
Yes. Yep.
When she announced?
Yep.
Yes, I was there.
Yeah.
Well, the key is you're voting for him. That's all that really matters, right, Marky?
Oh, yeah.
Marky, you can check him off. Brownfield Dave's voting for Ron.
There we go.
And I got my mother to vote for him.
Whoa!
There'll be two people in South Portland.
They're going to be two miserable white progressive women because they have to cancel out votes.
Yeah. Well, she's older than all of them, so.
She survived. Yeah.
She's 99 years old in 3 months.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to let Vern know I will be up. I want to check your new place out, and I
Fantastic.
Will bring you a housewarming gift.
Awesome.
You get my drift.
I got it. But just don't show up on Mondays.
No.
Mark Riley said Vern Dukes is a hardworking man, except on Mondays.
Except on Mondays. No, I'm
well,
still working
work
on Mondays.
There,
though.
No, just wanted to check in, say hi to everybody, and
can't wait to see you, Brownfield.
Everybody around.
Well, we appreciate the call, and we appreciate the support for Ron Russell. He's a good man, deserves to be a congressman.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Good to hear
Thank
from you. 9:51, you're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Morning, Ray. This is Alan from Topsom.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
All right. I want to say hi to Representative Morris and everybody in the studio. Thanks for everything you do. I was calling to let you know, last night there was a candidate forum for Gardner School Board, and we have a great woman up there running, Michelle Tucker. But in Gardner, there's been a pretty mean streak against her, so I just wanted to bring some awareness of how some of these national politics that get nasty, and at the state level, that someone on the local level are taking that lead, and it's uncalled for.
It's just as bad on the local level as it is on the national level.
Yes,
in some ways, it's worse because it's personal.
It has been personal. I've known people who have lost their jobs because of it, and it is a crying out shame that even at the local level, that the progressives are being the way they are, you know.
Yeah, it's worse because at the local level, it's very, very personal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when a national group runs something against you, Ron, and says bad things about you, it's not actually personal. It doesn't matter what your name is to them. You're on the other side. That's all they care about. At the local level, it's personal, though.
It could be your next-door neighbor who's doing it.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah, and we don't, and most of ours, we have a moral objectivity, so we're objective morality. So sometimes it's not that we just don't want to, it's just we're not going to act that way and treat others. We see them as humans first and then try to find somewhere to move forward. But more and more locally, they want nothing to do with it because it's too easy just to stamp whatever comes across and move forward.
Yeah.
I appreciate it again, and have a good week.
Yeah, you do the same. Appreciate the call. 9:53, you're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're breaking up. Can you call back? You're breaking up terribly. Why don't we grab a quick break? We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. My name is Scott Ducharme, and I'm running for Maine State Senate District 34 for Kennebunkport, Wells, Berwick, and North Berwick. I believe Mainers need economic relief now, and I'm ready to deliver. As a chief engineer in the United States Merchant Marines, a small business owner, father, and grandfather, I care deeply about our state. I'd be honored to earn your vote for early voting in October and November 5th. Paid for and authorized by Scott Ducharme for Maine State Senate.
It's time to clear out the clutter. Call the Dump Guy, 450-5858, and clear out the clutter in your basement, attic, or any other room in your house. They serve York, Cumberland, Kennebec, parts of Androscoggin, Sagadahoc, Lincoln, Somerset, and Oxford counties. The Dump Guy is Southern and Central Maine's premier junk removal service. No job is too big or too small for one of their trained crews. From one-item pickups to house cleanouts to full commercial property cleanouts. The Dump Guy does it all on time and on budget. Give them a call at 450-5858. Also, make sure to follow them on Facebook. The area's number one full service junk removal company. No job too big or too small. Call them at 450-5858 or find them on the internet at thedumpguy.com.
If you have the will, they'll teach you the skill. Gorham Sand & Gravel is looking for competent, capable construction workers to join their team. Gorham Sand & Gravel is a family-owned earthwork construction company with nearly 40 years of experience servicing commercial and residential customers throughout Southern Maine. They offer their coworkers abundant benefits and competitive pay. Earn a great living while learning new skills. Apply today at their office in Buxton or online at gsgravel.com to see all their open positions.
That's gsgravel.com, gsgravel.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon McDonnell, and I'm your state Senate candidate for District 14. 2 summers ago, I returned home with the father of our children, both of us Army veterans, and we immediately saw that the infrastructure was crumbling and prices were unsustainable. I decided to run for the Winthrop Town Council, and I'm now serving in my second year as the chair. This past year, we saw state unfunded mandates come down on towns, counties, and schools, raising our property taxes. Please, this November, help send a municipal perspective to the state legislature and vote for me, Shannon McDonnell. I am determined to lower our property taxes.
Paid for and authorized by Shannon McDonnell for Senate, James Steele, Treasurer.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured due to someone else's negligent or dangerous conduct? Then you can't afford not to call Independence Law Maine, Maine's most skilled personal injury law firm, at 241-9717, 241-9717. I'm Dove Sachs, founder of Independence Law Maine, where we understand that the worst part of a serious injury, whether from a car accident or a botched surgery, is the loss of your financial, physical, and emotional independence, the need to rely on others for basic things you used to be able to do yourself. Yes, we will win your case and obtain maximum financial compensation, but our true mission is the restoration of your independence so you can get back to living life and making memories with those you love. Contact us today, IndependenceLawMaine.com, 241-9717.
Hello, fellow Mainers. I am Ron Russell, and I am running to be your representative for the United States Congress in Maine's 1st Congressional District. I spent 30 years in the United States Army as an Airborne Ranger, Green Beret, and I retired in 2006 as a colonel. After retirement, I started a small business with 3 friends, and we grew it into a large business over 15 years. I believe the job of a member of Congress is to be a representative of the people, listening to your concerns, informing you of what is happening in Washington, D.C., and meeting with you on a regular basis so that I can best understand your interests and concerns. My opponent rarely meets with her constituents, and her voting record does not represent the people of CD1. I want to be your representative in Washington to defend your freedoms. Go to RonRussellForCongress.com to find out more. That's RonRussellForCongress.com. Paid for and authorized by the Ron Russell for Congress Committee, Ron Russell, Treasurer.
Ray Richardson on the LOB Lobster Network.
It is 9:58. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. State Representative Josh Morris, Vernon Dukes, Colonel Ron Russell, who's running for Congress in Maine's 1st Congressional District. His campaign manager, Markayla, commonly known as Marky, and Dee Dee Richardson in the house. Good morning, one and all.
Good morning.
So, Colonel, since you're running for office and you actually have an opponent like Josh Morris does not, I thought we would allow you to say a few words to the people if you'd like, but you only get to say a few because we've got to go.
Yep, just appreciate your vote. If you got any questions, go to RonRussellForCongress.com or you can call me on my cell phone, 207-604-3491, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you have.
I have a question. Will you go down and lower taxes because we need a tax break here?
That's the plan.
Yay. Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
I hear for the World Series, they're going to make sure that there's straws at Yankee Stadium because the Yankees suck. So.
Wow. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you tomorrow.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.